thought I was going to have to share without a translator for. Okay. Good morning. Praise God.
感谢主。
Praise God.
赞美主。
Amen.
Amen.
There we go.
要有反应。
Today, you know, perhaps you remember last time I shared, last month, we were doing our 100 days of prayer.
记不记得上次我跟你们分享，我们在做一百天连续的祷告。
Today is our 65th day of prayer.
今天是第65天。
We will conclude or finish our 100 days of prayer on September 1st.
我们在9月1号的时候会结束我们这100天祷告的学习。
I know some of you in the Chinese side have joined us this last 40 days prior to the summer conference.
我知道在中文组许多弟兄姊妹过去也从这个9月1号之前的40天开始一起祷告。
Amen. It's important to pray. Amen.
祷告是很重要的，不是吗？
Prayer is the means by which we open our heart, talk, and have a relationship with our Father. Amen.
祷告是把我们的心打开来，然后与神建立一个关系，不是吗？
Lately, the Lord has been speaking to me more as we have been focusing on this 100 days of prayer.
这些日子，神启示在我的心中关于这一百日的祷告。
That prayer, He's been reminding me that prayer is the key.
他提醒我，祷告是那个钥匙。
Prayer is the key by which we open and access the wonderful blessings of His kingdom into our life.
祷告是能够邀请属天国度的祝福进入我们生命的钥匙。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ died on the cross to provide us every good gift of the Father's love and salvation.
主耶稣在十架上为我们舍命，把一切属天的祝福为我们带下。
The sacrifice has been made that we can have all good things from God.
他已经献上自己，所以我们能够从神得着许多的美物。
But we are still required to ask.
但是呢，为要得到这些美物，我们要做的事情就是要去祈求。
Amen.
Ask.
In fact, the scriptures tells us that we have not because we ask not.
圣经其实告诉我们，我们没有，因为我们不求。
If we do not have a lifestyle of asking, going to God in prayer and asking,
若是我们没有一个祷告的习惯，就是来到神面前向他求。
If we are not asking the Father to provide the riches of His spiritual life to us,
若是我们没有向神求，请他把他的丰富赐给我们。
We will not have all that we are supposed to have.
那我们就没有办法得着我们所应当得的。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Are you asking?
你有向神求吗？
Remember last time when I shared on Luke 18, the passage about the parable about the persistent widow.
上一次我跟各位分享到，在路加福音十八章讲到那个不断祷告的那个不断。
You remember that widow that she's a lady that has no husband or family to protect her?
记得那个路加福音中的寡妇吗？她是一个寡妇，所以她没有丈夫保护以及供应她的需要。
She is in a difficult position.
她站在一个非常为难的地步。
A woman that does not have anybody to defend her.
她没有人保护她。
This woman that did not was defenseless had an adversary.
这个无法自救的女人呢，不但没有人保护，还有一个仇敌。
She was helpless, but yet she had an enemy that was out to get something of hers.
她不但是无助，还有一个对头要来抢夺她所有的。
And she lived in a city where there was a judge that did not fear God.
更不幸，她住在一个城市呢，那个城市的管理的官长呢是。不敬畏神的
nor care about people.
也不关心人的
So Jesus is reminding us that there's this situation with this woman with great need, with a great enemy, and she lives in a city where people do not care about the needs of other people.
所以主耶稣讲这个故事的时候是告诉我们有一个妇人她是无助的她是有需要的是有一个对头她住在一个毫不关心百姓的人的
But according to Luke 18,Because of her persistence, her need was met.
但是因为她不断地去要求这个不义的官， 所以他的需要就得到满足。
It says in the ESV, the English Standard Version, that she kept coming. Remember, we talked about that?
在英文的版本里讲到说她不断地来求，不断地来求这个不义的官。
She kept knocking.
她不断地在那里叩他的门。
She kept asking.
她不断地向他求告。
She kept coming.
她一直地来到神的面，来到这个官的面前。
And eventually, the a door was open. Amen.
最终这个不义的官为他将门打开了。
Prayer is a means by which we get the doors of the kingdom open into our life.
同样祷告的也是我们来到天父面前让天门天上的门打开的方式。
At the beginning of Jesus' public ministry in Luke chapter 4,
在路加福音第四章里面是主刚开始公开执事的日子。
Jesus starts his public ministry by quoting Isaiah 61. Do you remember that story?
他刚开始在地上开始他公开的服事时候，主耶稣曾经引用以赛亚书61章的一段话，你们记得吗？
He stands up in the synagogue and they give him the scrolls to read and he reads from Isaiah 61. Jesus.
他在犹太人的会堂站起来，他们给他书卷，他就展开来，他读到的这一段就是
This is the passage that he read.
主耶稣就读了这一段的话。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
主耶和华的灵在我的身上。
Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor.
因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
差遣我医好伤心的人。
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
报告被掳的得释放。
And the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
被囚的出监牢。
And then he shut the scrolls and he sat back down.
他就把书卷合起来坐下。
He told them that in their hearing, though that prophecy had been fulfilled, this was the ministry of Jesus.
他告诉他们主所说的话应验在他的身上，他就是这里所指的。
Jesus came and lived a sinless, perfect life and then gave himself up as a sacrifice.
主耶稣来到地上，将自己无瑕无疵的为世上的人的罪献上。
He died upon the cross.
他在十字架上为我们舍命。
So me and you could be set free.
以至于你和我的罪得到释放，我们得到自由。
So our broken heart could be healed.
所以我们破碎的心能够从主得医治。
So we could be set at liberty.
所以我们这个被掳的人可以得释放。
So that prison doors, things that lock us up and hold us back, could be opened up.
我们也能够从那个辖制我们的那个监牢里被释放出来。
Amen. That's the good news. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 不是吗？这就是耶稣基督的福音好消息。
There was an old preacher back in the 20s and 30s. His name was Bosworth.
在1920-30年间，有一个服侍主的人，他叫 Bosworth。
He had a wonderful healing ministry.
他有很好的医治的服事。
And they gave him a nickname.
他们给他起了一个外号。
They used to call him Joy Bringer Bosworth.
跟他说他是那个带来喜乐消息的那位先生。
The anointing of God was so strong on his life, many people were healed through his ministry.
因为神的膏油在他身上那么丰富，所以许多人从他得医治。
Many people found salvation through his ministry.
许多人从他得着救恩的消息。
There was much joy brought into the house of God through his ministry.
所以他所到之处就带来许多喜乐。
And so they gave him the nickname Joy Bringer.
所以他们给他一个外号叫做那个带着喜乐来的人。
I kind of like that, don't you?
我很喜欢这个外号。
Isn't that what the gospel is supposed to do, is to bring joy into our hearts?
所以我们的福音岂不就在此吗？就是把喜乐带到人的心中。
If there was ever a joy bringer, it was Jesus.
若是有什么真的把喜乐能带给我们的，就是主耶稣。
The ministry of Jesus, when he came into dark places, hard places, he preached the gospel, he healed the sick, and he brought joy to their hearts. Amen.
主耶稣所到之处，他都赶走黑暗，赶走疾病，把福音、把医治带给人。
His ministry opened up prison doors.
他的服事呢，就是把监牢的门给打开。
And Jesus has entrusted this same ministry of opening doors to his church. Amen?
神也把这同样的职事交托给他的教会，就叫人能够从监牢里得释放。
In Matthew 16, Jesus was talking to his disciples and he asked them, Who do people say that I am?
在马太福音16章的时候，主耶稣问他的门徒说，人说我，人子是谁？
And Peter turned to him and said, that you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
那彼得就说你是那要来的弥赛亚神的儿子。
Jesus was very pleased and he affirmed this and he said that flesh and blood had not revealed this to Peter, but the Spirit of the God, Spirit of the Father had revealed that to him.
主耶稣听到彼得回答他很高兴说这绝不是有血肉的人指示你的乃是神的灵指示你。
But then Jesus in Matthew 16:19 went on to tell the disciples,
然后在同一个地方他继续告诉门徒们
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven,
我要把天国
And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
把你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
And whatever you loose will be loosed in heaven.
把你在地上所释放的，也要在天上，在天上也要释放。
Now some people say that only applied to Peter.
很多人说，哦，这只是指的彼得个人说的。
But we know better according to the Word of God.
但是我们若仔细读神的话我们就明白
Some people said that only applied to the first 12 apostles
有人说、哦、这是指给那个12个门徒的
But as we study God's word we know better It applies to more than just them
当我们读着主的话越多的时候我们知道不只是给这一群人
In fact that beautiful promise applies to all who put their faith in Jesus Christ
事实上这样宝贵的应许是给所有向着主有信心的人
By faith in the finished work of the cross of Christ
对的主耶稣在十字架所完成的工作有信心的人
We have been given the keys of heaven to open things in the heavenlies and on the earth
我们都曾从神领受了一把钥匙可以打开天上的门
Let's look at another verse Please write these scriptures down and look at them this week Matthew 18:18 is another promise that almost sounds exactly the same as what Christ had told them in Matthew 16.
接下来在马太18章18节也讲到一个类似的经节。我要邀请你们把我们今天早上所提的经节记下来，在要来的一周里，你们可以在主面前默想。
Assuredly.
他说，我实在告诉你们。
Assuredly.
我很确定的告诉你们。
Assuredly.
非常确定的。
Do we know what that word means? Assuredly?
这个字什么意思？就是非常确定的。
It's an absolute fact.
就是说这是一个绝对的事实。
This is the truth, is what Jesus is saying.
主耶稣说，我现在要告诉你们的是一个绝对的事实。
Don't doubt it.
不要怀疑我。
This is a promise that is sure and faithful and true.
这是一个主给我们的应许是非常真实的
Assuredly I say to you whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven
我实在告诉你们把你们在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑你们在地上所释放的在天上也要释放
Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they askIt will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名字聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
This is the exact same promise that we just heard in Matthew 16.
这个跟我们刚才所读马太十六章的应许是一样的，不是吗？
Except this time, Jesus says, if you will agree in prayer, one, two, three of you or more.
但是这里主在加强，若是你们同心合意，无论是两个、三个或更多在一起。
Through your prayer, you can see.The kingdoms of the heaven, the doors in the kingdom of heaven opened up.
借着你们同心合意的祷告，天上国度的门可以打开。
And other doors that need to be closed can be closed.
同时，那些需要关上的门，因着祷告可以关上。
This is a good way to think about prayer. Amen.
这是一个很好的解释，让我们明白祷告的意义。
In fact, when you take the passage, the instruction that we most commonly think about prayer, you know, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:9-13.
甚至我们想想主导文主教头门徒祷告在马太第六章所说的
In Matthew 6 Jesus taught his disciples how to pray Remember?
在马太第六章主耶稣教导他门徒如何祷告那一段经文
Our Father in heaven hallowed be thy name That prayer
我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣那一段记得吧
That is a prayer
那 个祷告
that opens up doors of God's kingdom into our life,
能够把天上的国打开门度天上国度的门打开进入我们生命里
our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣
Let your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临
Into our lives.
在地上
Just like it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在
天上 Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们
There's a door of provision being opened there.
这样祷告的时候就把那个供应的门给打开了
Forgive us our sins.
免了我们的债
This is 6:9.
这是六章第九节。
Forgive us our sins. A door of forgiveness is being opened.
免了我们的债，叫我们的罪得赦免。
As we forgive those who have sinned against us.
如同我们免了别人的债。
Now, here through prayer, we can close some doors.
所以你看，借着祷告，有些门可以关起来的。
We open doors in God's kingdom, but if through prayer, we also need to close certain doors. Amen?
借着祷告，我们打开属天国度的门，同时我们也可以关上许多的门。
Is there a door of unforgiveness in your heart open?
在我们的心深处，有没有不能够赦免人的那个门？
Jesus is instructing us that through prayer we can close doors of unforgiveness.
但是主教导我们，借着祷告，我们可以学习饶恕人，把那个不能饶恕人的门关上。
Lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Another door is being closed.
借着祷告，又把那个遇见试探的门给关上了。
Jesus is showing us that we through prayer can close doors of sin.Darkness and temptation.
所以在这里借着祷告，主耶稣向我们显示，我们可以把那个黑暗、罪恶的门关起来。
Jesus goes on and says, "Pray this: Deliver me from the evil one."
并且呢，主耶稣说要祷告说，救我们脱离凶恶。
It was recently struck me that I can be praying for God's kingdom, God's provision.God's forgiveness to come into my life.
在我这些日子我默想的时候主只是我让我启示我一件事就是说我可以借着祷告把主的国度主的供应主的祝福带进来。
But if I fail to close doors of unforgiveness,
但是在同时若是我没有把那个不能饶恕人的门给关上。
If I fail to close doors of sin,
我不能把那个犯罪的门给关上。
If I fail to close doors of darkness,
若是没有把那个黑暗的门给关上
all the blessings that God opens up to me through prayer,
借着祷告我所领受的许多的祝福
will simply slip out these other doors if I do not close them.
同时会有那些我没有关上黑暗的门那里流出去
It's kind of like pouring fresh water into a cup with a lot of holes in it.
就好像你把清洁的水倒到一个杯子里去，但是杯底有许多的漏洞。
As fast as I pour the water in, it spills out upon the ground.
你倒的有多快，它流的就有多快。
Somebody get, you have a bag, somebody pours money into it.
就像你有一个钱袋，有人把钱放在钱袋里。
If that bag has a lot of holes in it, it falls out as fast as it's poured in.
若是这个钱袋有许多的洞，那放进去的钱同时也就流失出去。
Do you hear what I'm talking about?
你们明白我的意思吗？
We can pray and pray and pray for God's blessings to come into our lives.
我们可以借着祷告求神祝福我们。
But if we do not use prayer as a means to shut some doors,
但是在祷告中，我们若是忘记把许多不该开的门给关上。
That wonderful liberty and joy and freedom of the kingdom will simply leak out.
那属天国度的许多的那个祝福跟喜乐同时可以流失出去。
Saints, do you hear what I'm talking about this morning?
亲爱的圣徒啊，你们有听见我在说什么吗？
There comes a time when you have to stand up and say, "No, I'm going to shut that door."
你知道，在我们的生命里有一段，有一常常会来到一个阶段，我们必须对某些事情说 no， 然后把那个门关上。
You pray over your family. You pray the blessings of God over your family.
你求神祝福你的家。
But then you say, Lord, no, I'm not going to walk through these doors of sin and temptation and destruction. I'm going to close that door in the name of Jesus.
你一面求神祝福你的家，借着祷告，一面你要有一个愿意的心，把那些通向罪恶黑暗的门给关上。
Do you hear what I'm talking about this morning?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
This prayer is meant to be a complete prayer.
祷告是一个全面性的祷告。
We love to pray about God's kingdom coming or God'sGiving us our daily bread.
我们喜欢说主啊，愿你的国度降临，求你赐给我们日用的饮食。
But are you praying, God, deliver me from the evil one? Lead me not into temptation.
但是你有没有跟神说，不要叫我遇见试探，神啊，救我脱离凶恶。
Are you praying that?
你有没有在这一面也有祷告呢？
You must pray it every day, just like you pray for God's provision in your daily bread.
这是应该我们每天所祷告的，一面求祝福和供应，一面求主保守。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Prayer is a place of worship where we worship God. Hallowed be thy name.
祷告是一个我们敬拜神的时间，比如说父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
But prayer is also a place of warfare. Amen.
同时祷告也是一个征战的时刻。
It is a place where we stand up and we say no to sin, the world, and the devil.
在那个祷告的里面，我们要站起来对世界、对罪恶、对魔鬼说 no。
You cannot have the blessing of the presence of God if you do not stand your ground and say no.
你不能真正拥有神同在的祝福，若是你不能站稳你的地位，对罪恶说不。
Does this make sense, saints?
你们明白我的意思吗，圣徒们？
Amen.
阿们吗？
We must pray all these things.
我们祷告一定要包括所有。
So often, though, it's kind of like going to a smorgasbord. Does anybody like going to the buffet? Smorgasbord? You know, do we use that word?
瑞典的那个自助餐厅
Buffet? You know what I'm talking about?
Buffet 就是随你吃多少
All your favorite food there?
在那里有所有你爱吃的
And we kind of go through there and pick. Oh, I like that. I like the green beans.
我们进去的时候我们就是挑东拣西哦，我喜欢绿的豆子
I like that broccoli and beef right there.
我喜欢那个青椒牛肉青菜牛肉
No, thank you. Don't want those potatoes. You keep those over there.
我不要那个烤那个 potato.
Whatever you want to put in there.
随便，我不要吃这个菜，我要吃那个菜。
Amen. Do you hear what I'm talking about? So often, like in the buffet line, we pick and choose what we want and push something aside and take other things on our plate.
就像去自助餐厅里面，我们选我们要吃的，不吃我们所不爱吃的。
This prayer that Jesus is telling us to pray, brothers and sisters, is not a buffet line.
但是弟兄姊妹，主耶稣教我们祷告的这件事上，可不是拣选你爱祷告的，不拣选你不爱祷告的。
Like my brother Raymond, I go eat with him. It's all give me the meat, give me the meat. No, no, I don't want those vegetables.
我们知道 Raymond 去吃 buffet 时候只吃肉不吃青菜的。
Give me the kingdom, give me the provision, but oh, I don't know if I want to pray that. Lead me not into temptation stuff. That sounds like vegetables right there.
也许我们跟说我要祝福，我要你的国度，我要今日的饮食。但是呢，至于试探啊，这些危险啊，我不愿意这样祷告。
Of course, we're not talking about Raymond anymore.
当然，我们知道 Raymond 不是这样子的人。
Amen. Do you hear what I'm talking about?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
Jesus says, "Pray, pray all these things."
主耶稣说，祷告的时候要包括这一切的事。
See if you don't notice a difference as you say, "God, open the doors of heaven into my life in prayer."
你若祷告说，主啊，你教导我在祷告的事上把天的门打开。
Holy Spirit, come. Let your kingdom come. Let your blessings come.
圣灵啊，来啊，愿主的国度来，愿主的祝福降下来。
But we also must shut some doors and say, as God's kingdom comes, darkness go.
所以同时我们说，主啊，愿你国度来的时候，我们要黑暗的国度离开。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Amen.
阿门吗？
Brothers, are you praying?
弟兄们，你有没有在祷告？
Both men and women are called to the place of prayer. Amen.
男人、女人都被主召来祷告。
Okay, let's keep on going. I was going to think about if I was going someplace, but it's all right. We'll keep on going. Opening the doors.
打开这些门。
In Luke 11, 5 and 10,
在路加福音第五
Jesus tells us there was a man.
在那里有一个人。
He had a friend that came at midnight knocking.
有一个朋友半夜来敲门。
This friend had some people unexpectedly come to his house that needed to be fed.
这个朋友呢，他夜半的时候呢，有朋友从远路来。
This man didn't have food to feed his guests.
但是呢，他没有食物供应他们的需要。
So he went down the road to a friend of his house.
所以呢，他就去他另外一个朋友的家。
It's midnight.
这个时候已经半夜了。
Do we like to answer the door at midnight?
你喜欢半夜有人来敲你的门吗？
If someone comes knocking at your door at midnight, what do you do?
有人半夜来敲你的门，你的反应是什么？
You might call 911, right?
你可能打电话给警察，对不对？
You might call the police. Who is that? Nobody comes to my house knocking on the door at midnight.
你可能打电话给911，对不对？因为哪有人半夜来敲门的？
You just don't go asking, knocking on people's door at midnight unless it's really important, right?
除非是紧急状况，没有人去半夜去敲别人的门的。
But that's what the story says. This man came knocking at midnight, an inconvenient time.
但是在路加福音十一章这里就有一个人半夜来敲他朋友的门，
是一个非常不方便的时间。So the man that lived inside the house didn't want to answer.
那他这个屋内的朋友呢就不想开门。
He had been in bed. His kids were in bed.
因为他已经上床睡觉了，太晚了，他的孩子跟他都在床上了。
But again, Jesus said,The man knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked, and finally the door of provision was opened.
所以在这里主耶稣就讲，这个朋友就一直敲，一直敲，一直敲，最后这个门终于打开了。
And this is exactly what Jesus says in Luke 11:9 at the conclusion of this parable.
在这一个比喻的末了呢，主耶稣这么说的。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given you.
主耶稣说，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们。
Seek and you will find.
寻找就必寻见。
Knock and it will be opened to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
You have not because you ask not.
你没有，因为你不求。
Jesus died on the cross to give us blessings, his joy, his life, the life of the kingdom to us.
主耶稣为我们在十字架上舍命，为了要把赦免、把生命赐给我们。
But if we do not go to the door and knock,
但是若是我们不到他面前敲门的话，
there are many doors of God's blessings that remain closed. Amen?
很多这个神祝福能够带进来的门都是关上的。
Nothing profound here. Nothing new.
这个不是什么新鲜的事，也不是什么高明的事情。
This is no deep mystery.
这不是一个很深奥的谜。
Very simple truth.
这是一个很简单的真理。
If you want God's blessings,
你若要神的祝福，
you must ask.
你必须去向他要。
What is it that you need?
你需要的是什么？
What is it that you desire?
你现在所盼望的是
什么？ What part of God's kingdom do you need in your life today?
神的国度哪一部分是你今天所需要的？
Or are you content without the things of God?
或是你现在已经都满足了？
That's a dangerous place to be.
那是在一个蛮危险的感觉。
Because sooner or later, the pressures of life will crowd upon you.
因为在你不知道的时候，世界生活的压力就会来围绕你。
And remind you that you cannot live without God.
来提醒你说，你不可能不依靠神生活。
And that pressure is designed to send you to the door of heaven to knock.
这样的压力有一个好处，就是带我们来到天的门面前来敲门。
What is it that you need?
你需要的是什么？
Do you need forgiveness this morning?
今天早晨，亲爱的朋友，你需要的是赦罪的恩典吗？
Do you need salvation?
你需要的是神预备的救恩吗？
Do you need victory over a temptation and sin?
你需要那个胜过罪恶的能力吗？
Do you need provision in your life?
你的生活中有需要吗？你需要得供应吗？
Are you sick in body? Do you need God's healing touch in your life?
你在疾病之中吗？你需要他医治的手来触摸你吗？
Are you broken hearted? Do you need Hope and the joy of heaven in your life.
你是不是伤心破碎？你需要有盼望，有医治来到你的生命里。
Are there many dark thoughts in your mind that make you not want to go outside, not want to be around other people? A depression, a gray cloud hanging over your head, pressing you down.
你心思是不是被黑暗的思想所充满，让你沮丧、下沉，不愿与人交往？
And you need the sunshine of heaven to shine in your life.
你需要属天的阳光照射到你的心的深处。
What is it? What part of God's kingdom do you need today?
到底是什么？在神国度里的哪一件事是你今天所需要的？
Perhaps it's the salvation of one of your children.
也许是为你的儿女得救而祷告。
Perhaps it's a struggle in your marriage.
也许是你婚姻中有许多的挣扎。
Maybe the love.In your marriage has grown cold and it's hard and joyless.
也许爱在你婚姻中的爱已经变冷淡了，没有乐趣了。
And in the quiet place of your heart, in the secret place of your heart, you're longing, you're praying, you're asking God, oh God, will you rescue me from this difficult relationship?
或在你的心的深处，你向神呼求说：“你来救我，脱离这个不健康的情形。”
These are things often we don't talk about.
这样的事不是我们会告诉别人的。
God's salvation can sweep into our life. God's joy, God's sun can shine in our dark situation and open the prison doors. Amen.
神的拯救的恩典，神的能力，神的能够来到你的心中，将我们从这个黑暗的地方救出来。
Jesus is the joy bringer.
主耶稣是那个带来喜乐的人。
Jesus is the one that opens the prison doors.
他是那个打开监牢门的人。
Prayer opens blinded eyes. Let's look at a couple more passages in conclusion.
祷告还能做什么呢？祷告能够打开人瞎的眼睛。
Well, let's skip this passage. Prayer opens the heavens.
我要跳过这部分，我要讲到祷告能够打开，为我们把天打开。
An interesting fact, brothers and sisters, an interesting fact about the Gospel of Luke.
关于路加福音呢，有一些很有意思的事情。
There are more incidents of Jesus praying in the Gospel of Luke than in all the other Gospels.
你知道四本福音里面，路加福音中主耶稣为人行神迹的次数是最多的。
For example, we often go to the Gospel of John to read those wonderful passages, the abundant passages that talk about how Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Messiah.
在约翰福音中，我们常常讲到耶稣他是神的儿子，是那位救世主弥赛亚。
Or we might go to the Gospel of Matthew to read those many passages about the kingdom of God. Amen?
在马太福音呢，有许多地方都讲到那个天国的实际。
But the Gospel of Luke could rightly be called the Gospel of Prayer.
但是路加福音呢，我们甚至可以直称它是一个祷告的福音书。
Let me give you one example. In Luke 9:28-29,In this passage, it talks about that Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist.
譬如说在路加福音第九章讲到主耶稣受浸的事情。
There are similar passages in the other Gospels.
那同样一段呢，在许多的福音书中都提到了。
But there is a small difference in the Gospel of Luke.
但是这其中呢，有一点小小的不同。
Let me read it for you, verse 28.Luke 9:28.
路加福音第九章。
Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings. I'm sorry, Luke. That Luke 3:21. I gave you a wrong reference.
对不起，路加福音三章二十一节。
When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。
And while he prayed.
他正祷告的时候
And while he prayed,
正祷告的时候
the heavens were opened.
天就开了。
And the dove descended upon Jesus, and it was followed by the voice of the Father that said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
圣灵仿佛鸽子降在耶稣的身上，天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
It was the prayer of Jesus that opened the heavens.
这一切事情发生，让天打开，是因为主耶稣的祷告。
It was the prayer of Jesus that brought the Holy Spirit into his life.
是主耶稣的祷告把圣灵带到他的身上。
In a fresh way in that moment.
在那个时刻带来了新鲜的膏油。
It was the prayer of Jesus that brought the promise and the voice of the Father into his life that said, This is my son in whom I'm well pleased.
就是主耶稣祷告的声音把神的声音带下来。
Is your heart hungry to hear God's love towards you?
你的心渴慕听到神向着你的爱吗?
Are you hungry to hear You are my son. You are my daughter in whom I'm well pleased. I'm concerned about you. I'm watching you. I'm listening to you. I'm going to do things through your life. Do you want to hear that word?
你心里盼望听到神向你说话吗？说你是我所爱的，我看见你所经过的，我要帮助你。
That comes in response to a heart that prays, that seeks, that knocks. Amen?
这样从神来的声音是对着那些寻求神的人说的。
So many people struggle through life, never feeling as if God loves them truly.
很多人，我们经过生命中的许多的大小的事情，常常我们不觉得神真的爱我们。
And oftentimes it is simply because they have not sought God in prayer.
为什么我们会这样觉得呢？常常最重要的原因就是我们在这个环境里并没有去寻找神。
Prayer also opens doors of healing in our lives.
祷告也带下医治。
James 5:14 and 18 is instruction to the church.
雅各书第五章十四十五节，这是神向着教会的指示。
Is any among you sick?
你们中间有病了的呢？
In the church, is there anybody that's sick?
有没有人是生病的?
Let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
And the prayer of faith will save the sick.
出于信心的祈祷要救那病人。
That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
这个是很直接的陈述，不是吗？
That's pretty simple. That's not very complicated, is it?
这句话一点都不复杂，很简单，不是吗？
Is there any among us sick?
就是说，有没有有病的人呢？
Where do we go? Do we run to the doctor first, or we go to church?
在我们当中有没有生病的人？那有的话，我们怎么做？去看医生呢？还是先到教会？
Do we try to fix it in our own strength first, or the first place do we go is God?
我们是先自己想办法解决呢，还是先来到神面前？
Praise God for the fact that He has provided for us many options to take care of our physical needs.
我们感谢主，为着我们身体的需要，神有各种各样的供应的方式。
I'm so grateful for the fact that God has given men the wisdom to understand how this human body works. Good physicians.To help us in our time of need.
我为了有许多很好的医生了解人体的构造，在我们有需要的时候可以帮助我们。为了这个，我感谢神。
But I want to show you here, according to the epistle of James, what he recommends is the first thing we do is we go to God.
在这里，这位雅各所写的书信里，他所建议我们所当做的第一件事，当生病的时候，就是先到神的面前。
Amen. We go to God's house.
我们先到神的家去。
We open our heart to God's people.
我们把我们的心向神的百姓打开来。
We ask for the help of others. Amen.
我们要求神的家中的人来帮助我们。
Call the elders and let them pray for me and anoint me with oil.
请长老来用油抹了为我祷告。
Is that what the scripture said?
这不是圣经所说的吗？
I'm asking a question. Is that what the Bible said?
我问了一个问题哦。
Yes.
是圣经是不是这么说的？
It's very simple, isn't it?
很清楚，很简单，不是吗？
Now look at the example that he goes on. He gives us an example of a praying man.
他在这里给我们了一个例子。
Elijah was a man of nature like ours, a man like us.
他说以利亚是跟我们有一样心智的人。
And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain.
他祷告神，恳求神不要下雨。
And it did not rain in the land for 3 years and 6 months.
结果雨就三年六个月都不降下来。
The prayer life of Elijah, of a man like me and you,
这个以利亚呢，乃是与你我有一样性情的。
When that man prayed, the heavens were closed.
但是当他祷告的时候，天的门就为他把他关起来了。
And he prayed again.
然后他又祷告。
And the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
That illustration, that example is given in the context of the church praying for the sick.
这里呢，雅各引用这个比以利亚的比喻，就是讲到教会为生病人祷告。
You can be in a hard situation, a very dry and desperate situation. No rain, no water for 3.5 years. That's a difficult situation.
你的生命可能在一个非常干旱的情况，三年六个月没有下雨的那个干旱的情形。
A dry, barren, long season sometimes visits our lives.
常常我们会经历一段很漫长的干旱的岁月。
But you see here the example that's given, the prayer of faith opens the door and brings the rain and brings the fruit to grow again.
但是这里告诉我们，出于信心的祈祷可以把那个雨带下来，然后照这个土得着滋润，叫地再出土产。
The prayer of faith
出于信心的祷告
brings forth life.
就带进生命。
Amen.
Amen.
We love to quote this passage about Elijah. He prayed, the rain stopped, he prayed again, and the rain came. But this is given in the context of praying for the sick.
你能了解到吗？以利亚的故事何等精彩！他一祷告，三年六个月不下雨，再一祷告，雨就降下来，地就出土产。这个是特别讲到教会为生病人祷告的这件事。
So he prayed again, it says.
所以他就再祷告。
That's somewhat of an understatement.
这好像说的不是那么清楚。
You know what I mean? That's a very simple way to explain what actually happened there.
雅各书五章十八节只简简单单的说他又祷告。
Because according to 1 Kings,
但是你若读列王记上的话
Elijah prayed.
他是祷告。
Once,
一次,
he prayed again, twice,
又再一次,
he prayed again, 3 times,
到第三次,
4 times,
第四次,
6 times,
六次,
he told his servant, go and see if a cloud is coming.
他就叫仆人去看看有没有云, 云彩进来。
Once, twice, 3, 4, 5, 6, still no sign of rain coming.
祷告了六次都没有降雨的征兆。
Finally, after he prayed 7 times,
当他祷告第七次的时候,
Elijah's servant came to him and says, Yes, Elijah, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand.
以利亚的仆人跑来说, 哎, 有一个云彩在远方, 大概像一个人的手掌那么大。
Boy, that's not a very big cloud, is it?
那可不是什么大片云彩, 不是吗?
I don't know if a cloud that large would make me get my hopes up. How about you?
我不晓得若是在遥远看到一个手掌这么大的云彩能够给我们多少盼望啊。
There's a cloud about the size of a man's hand, Elijah.
远远的有一个像人手掌那么大的云彩出现了。
All right, rain's coming.
以利亚就说好，雨要来了。
He got up and the rain came.
他就站起来，然后雨就降下来。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Persistence.
那个
praying.
那个持续的祷告。
And praying again.
祷告一次两次。
And praying again.
再次。
Sometimes when we are sick in body.
很多时候我们生病的时候。
We pray and we don't receive all of God's healing touch that we hoped for.
我们向神祷告，但是我们没有得着完全的医治。
And we give up quickly.
我们很快就放弃了。
When we should press in and pray again.
事实上，我们该做的就是
继续的祷告，
继续的祷告。And again,
and again, and keep on hoping and believing and praying. Amen.
一直带着信心，带着盼望，不断的持续的祷告。
Is there any among us sick?
在你们当中有没有生病的?
Is there any among us lonely?
在我们当中有没有孤单的?
Any among us that need a door open?
在我们当中有没有人需要天门为他打开的?
Any among us that need to close the door?
有没有人需要把某一扇门关上的?
Can we pray this morning?
我们早晨可不可以一起来祷告?
Maybe you've been distracted. You've been forgetting to pray.
也许你 被别的事打岔吸引走了，你忘了祷告这件事。
Or maybe you've been praying for God's kingdom to come and for God's provision, His daily bread to come.
也许你常常祷告你的国度降临，你日用的饮食赐给我。
But you're not closing doors. You're not praying, deliver me from the evil one. You're not praying, lead me not into temptation.
那你忘了关上那些该关上黑暗的门，救我不遇见试探，救我脱离凶恶。
And you need to start closing some doors.
所以你在这样要求的时候，你也需要把那些门给打关上。
I encourage us all this morning.
今天早晨我鼓励我们在座的每一位。
Revive your prayer life.
复兴你的祷告的生活。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Say, Lord, I want to open these doors. I want to keep all of the doors of the kingdom open in my life.
让我们告诉神，我们愿意祷告，叫你所有属天的门为我们打开。
I want to keep all the doors of darkness closed in my life.
也要把所有黑暗的门关上。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's pray. Amen.
那让我们一起祷告好吗？
Anyone here?
在我们当中
need the kingdom in your life. You need God's kingdom love. You need salvation. You need forgiveness of sin.
早晨在我们当中有没有人需要神的国度来到你生命中的？你需不需要得着赦罪的恩典，得着神的救恩？
Do you need that door open in your life?
你需要那样属天的门为你打开吗？
If you have never before accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
若是在你一生里面你从来没有机会打开你的门邀请耶稣基督进入到你生命中的
And you feel like today is the day when I need to open that door. I just encourage you just stand up real quickly.
但是你觉得今天是我要把我的心门向着神打开的日子
Stand up and say I want to walk through that door.
若是这样我要邀请你现在就很快地站起来
I want the door of God's love open in my life.
你告诉神说我要把我生命的门向你打开好让属天的祝福进来
I'm tired of carrying these heavy burdens. I want God's love to wash away all my sins.
我实在对人生的担子背得非常沉重了我需要神来洁净我所有的罪
Maybe you're discouraged and depressed. Maybe there's a darkness that has crept into your life that has pushed out all the sunshine of God's love.
也许什么事情黑暗慢慢地潜入你的生活，把属天的阳光和喜乐推走了。
And you haven't been able to tell anybody about it, but you want that darkness pushed out of your life. You want to close the door to that darkness, and you want the love of God to be afresh opened up into your life.
也许你没有机会告诉别人你的需要，但是你愿意让神的阳光进来，赶出一切的黑暗。
Is that you?
若是你是在这样的情形里。
Is there any among us sick?
在我们当中有没有在疾病中的？
Anybody that needs a healing touch of Jesus in your body?
需要主耶稣他医治的触摸。
Come forward and we'll pray for you.
我们邀请你到前面来，好让我们。
You need salvation, come forward and we'll pray for you.
你需要耶稣基督的救恩。
You need God's love, come forward and pray for you. You're depressed, come forward and we'll pray for you.
你沮丧，你就到前面来。
Amen. Don't hesitate. If you are hearing, feeling, sensing the pull of God upon your heart, come forward and we will pray for you right now.
你觉得神在你的生命里很重要，你就到前面来，我们一起来为你祷告。
You need the forgiveness of God in your life. Come forward, and we will pray for you.
你需要神的触摸，你需要神的赦免，请你到前面来。
This is just a day to say, God, I am opening the door. I'm opening the door. I'm going to start asking again. Amen.
今天你说神啊，我要把门打开，我要来向你求。
Amen.Anybody else? You're tired of the doors not being open like God's promised. Will you let the joy bringer Jesus into your life?
我们要那个带来喜乐者的耶稣进入你的生命中。
Remember, why does God's Spirit come to us? What we're doing this morning is asking, Spirit of God, come upon me right now. Holy Spirit, come.
我们请求圣灵来，圣灵来到我们当中。
You guys, you just pray that with me right now while we're standing there. Lift your hands to the Lord like this and say, Holy Spirit, come.
把你们的手向神举起。
The Spirit of the Lord comes.
邀请圣灵来。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit comes into our lives.
要求圣灵的高油进
入我们的生命。To bring the good tidings of Jesus Christ.
带来耶稣基督的大好的信息。
To heal the brokenhearted.
来医治破碎的心。
To bring liberty to those who are captive.
带来释放叫被掳的得释放。
And to open prison doors. Amen.
来叫被辖制的得自由。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.We're just going to pray for these real quickly. If some of the other brothers want to help and pray, Raymond, you want to help us pray for some people? Brother Paul, anybody else here that can help pray? We want to pray over each one. Amen?
我们要为所有来到前面的人祷告。有负担的弟兄姊妹在座的可以到前面来为他们祷告。
So if you still want prayer, come forward and receive prayer. But you can pray, please, where you're sitting right there. Just open your heart. Just open your heart. Just open your heart.
也许你人坐在你的位置上，但是你的确有需要。
我
邀请你就把心打开。
Aren't you tired of God, the doors of God's goodness being shut in your life? Just ask Him, Jesus, open the doors of blessing in my life.
打开祝福的门。
Open the doors of blessing in my life.
打开祝福的门进到我的生命里，向神来求。
Is there a door of darkness that you need to shut?
在你生命中有没有黑暗的门你需要关上的？
God, help me close it right now in the name of Jesus.
主耶稣，帮助我把这些门关上。
Close it in the name of Jesus.
把这些门关上。
Close it in the name of Jesus.
奉主的名把这些黑暗的门关
上。I close it in the name of Jesus.
我把这些黑暗的门奉主的名关上。哈利路亚。
Is there some here that still need to come? You have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and today is the day. You say, I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to come into the kingdom. Amen?
在我们当中还有没有信主的？今天早晨神向你招呼，来到我的面前，进入我的国度。你把你的心打开，邀请属天的国度进入你的生命中。
Well, let's stand.
Let's rise up. 我们请站起来。
And let's just thank the Lord for what He's done. Maybe you were blessed as you came forward and prayed. Maybe you're blessed as you sat back there and prayed.
无论刚才你有没有到前面来，是在前面祷告，还是在你的座位上祷告，我们感谢神他的祝福。
Let's just give God thanks. Amen.
让我们把感谢归给他。
主，我们深深敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
为着你，借着你仆人向你的教会说话。
Thank you for speaking to your church through your servant.
愿你的儿女都有属灵的眼睛。
May we all have the spiritual eyes.
看见你把祷告的权柄给了我们。
Knowing that you have given us the privilege to pray.
凡信耶稣是基督的
and those who believe in Jesus Christ
都有这一把宝贵的钥匙
will all hold this precious key in their hands
开启通往天庭的大门
and this key opens the door to the heavenly kingdom
主我们求你
Lord, we
借着早间你仆人的话
through the words of your servant this morning
开我们的心窍
Continue to open our minds,
叫我们做一个祷告的人
so that we can be a man or woman of prayer,
教我们怎样祷告
and teach us every day how to pray,
好叫我们的祷告符合你的旨意
so that our prayer will bring in your will,
好叫我们的祷告带下属天的祝福
and bring forth the blessings from heaven,
好叫我们的祷告堵住一切破口漏洞
and block all the cracks and openings on the wall of your city
主早上借你仆人的信息
and through the message of your servant
你来调整我们
you will adjust our mind
来调整全教会
and correct the hearts of the entire church
愿我们个人是一个祷告的人
so we will pray we are not only individually our prayer
愿你的教会是祷告的教会
but congregately as a whole your church prays
你帮助我们
help us Lord
锁上不该开启的门
to shut the doors that should not be opened
不叫我们漏掉属天的祝福
so that we will not leak the heavenly blessings
你帮助我们
help us Lord
天天开启那当开启的门
to open daily the doors that should be opened
好叫我们得福无限
so that we can receive abundant blessings
主祝福早间的话
Lord bless the words of this morning
祝福早间每一位愿意来到你面前寻求帮助的
bless everyone that has come forward to seek your help
好叫我们借着祷告
so that through prayer
经历你是我们天天的拯救
we canexperience that you are indeed our daily saving grace.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.